Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
We have a call to the bullpen.
We do.
Just real quick, we have to announce it. Will Ortner is here.
Look, Buckley gave us everything he had, and he just he was wearing down. He was getting
we
knocked around.
We benched his ass.
Yeah, had no choice.
So, Will Ortner, everybody, hi.
Had to call him the lefty.
Yeah. Are you a lefty?
In hockey.
All right, well, we'll take it.
I am very disappointed, by the way. I was currently, during the break, was looking for a Washington Generals, t-shirt. They don't have any merch. Like, there's no Washington Generals fans.
They don't
out
want
there?
You out there in Washington Generals.
Yeah,
merch.
You know what? The Globetrotters, that's Bush. You don't want anyone, like, not only are you making them lose, but we're not even allowed to support the team. Like, I typed in Washington General shirt, and there's nothing. You can, like, make them on, like make-your-own-t-shirt thing, but there's no official Washington Generals gear. That's so disappointing.
You know, it really is.
I don't like the Globetrotters now. It's fascist. Let teams, let people root who they are going to root for.
Well, we had a problem on a Delta flight recently. Minneapolis to Madison. Mm-hmm. So not a long flight. But there were two pigeons that were stowaways the cabin.
I find this funny.
Did you see the video
of
it?
Yeah, I did see the video of it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because the pigeons aren't necessarily calm pigeons.
No.
They're doing pigeon stuff. Trying to get out into the air and stuff.
I would assume that a pigeon and, you know, all of a sudden they have a general idea of what's going on. It's probably a little trippy.
Well, this was just before takeoff, and the pigeons were found inside the cabin, and it was kind of chaotic because passengers and crew alike were trying to capture the birds.
Yeah.
Now, this is why I ask, where was your daughter-in-law when they needed her? Because she apparently just picks up pigeons and...
No look pigeon either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Iserman's girlfriend scooped a pigeon up at a Portland food cart, like... catfish style. Just reached under the table, not looking, produced a pigeon.
Pretty amazing.
And yet an entire flight full of people couldn't.
Yeah, they had a hard time.
Yeah.
A guy was trying to catch it with like a blanket. And yeah. The pilot had to get on the mic and he did confirm there was a pigeon on the plane.
Would you attempt to catch the pigeon? Because you're always like,
that's a good question.
Because you just, like, when there's an unruly passenger, you're the first one to be like, I'm out.
That ain't my business.
What about a pigeon?
I don't think so. I'd let some other hero step up.
You're leaving the pigeon to someone else?
Well, listen, this was before they took off, so they couldn't take off with the pigeons.
Yeah.
What if this was mid-flight? Don't we just...
Do you have to turn?
See, I think they probably do have to turn the plane around.
For a pigeon?
Yes. Well, two pigeons.
Two pigeons.
But... yeah, I think they do, which is stupid. Just get to the... Because you're not... Like, what are you going to do?
Well, I don't...
Mid-flight. See, I think it's a better question, mid-flight. Now, mid-flight. Pre-flight, I get it. You got to corral them, get them out of there, and then let's get on our way.
I still don't think, but, by the way, that people need to scream. People were screaming.
I know. It's a pigeon. It's a pigeon.
Calm down.
But, yeah, no, I don't think I would be one to try to capture the pigeon. Would you?
No. You know, this is going to sound weird, but I think I'd be more, like, I'd be more likely to subdue an unruly passenger than I would to catch the pigeon. Because I feel like the pigeon, I feel like there's other people, like, that's just, the pigeon's not causing any harm. It's not a danger.
They don't need you.
They don't need me. I feel like if there's an unruly passenger,
they need you.
I do feel like that is a skill set that I have that I should probably do something with. The pigeon, though, I'm not skilled at catch. I don't think I'd even be, like, I don't know.
Tell
if
you
I'm,
that pigeon went owning you.
I've never attempted to catch a pigeon. Have you? I've never caught a bird. I'm not familiar with
no,
that.
No, but I think that it wouldn't be that hard in a plane, right? In a confined space like that?
I don't know. I saw the dude try to catch it with the jacket, and he bricked. The pigeon got away.
Yeah, the pigeon got away. But they said that they were able to safely remove the birds from the aircraft.
Couldn't you just open the door? And
they arrested him. well, they were taxiing.
So you can't open
it? No, you can't. I don't think you could open the door while you're moving.
Well, what if you just stopped the plane, opened the door, and then you're like, I'm guessing if you gave that pigeon a way out.
Listen, this goes along with my theory about what, you know, some of this is just common sense.
Yeah.
Like, we stopped when we were, where were we? We were flying out to Salina to get my olds.
Mm-hmm.
Storms in Denver.
Yeah.
And we had to land in Greeley, I think. Somewhere
Greeley,
in
Colorado. That's where the Broncos, that's where we held our training camp.
There you go.
That is the University of Northern Colorado.
And there were two kids on the flight, teenagers, mm-hmm. whose final destination was Greeley.
Hmm.
Now, when you land due to weather, like the whole Denver airport shut down.
Yeah.
So there were like nine, the pilot said that there were like nine other planes just sitting on the tarmac at Greeley who were grounded, waiting to get to Denver.
Sure.
So you don't go to a gate. But those two kids, whose final destination was Greeley, they did. It's just common sense. Yeah. Like, to me, I thought this was cool that they did this. Yeah. They did go get a staircase. They had a couple people roll up the mm-hmm. staircase. They let them off. They closed the door, and we sat and waited for another 2 hours.
So why couldn't you do that with the pigeons?
Well, again, this is my thing about airlines is like, and I get it. You got to have the rules. Regulations and stuff, but there's not a lot of common sense sometimes.
Mm.
And with the pigeons, what you're saying, yes, seems logical, but there's no way they would allow that to happen.
Probably
you can't
not.
Be opening the door on the tarmac.
Also, this would it be wrong that if you put me in charge of corralling the pigeons, I don't think I would attempt to catch the pigeon. I think I would just try to do away with the pigeon.
You would try to shoot the pigeon with your pistol.
Well,
I
don't have a pistol, but follow me on this. Again, never having attempted to catch a bird. I figure birds are fast. And watching Mia, Iserman's girlfriend, wrangle the pigeon, when she got the pigeon, there was a lot of...
They're squirreling.
Yeah, they're squirreling.
Yeah, they went out of there.
And I think anytime you've ever tried to corral, you ever tried to grab a cat that doesn't want to get grabbed or a dog, they get very wiggly.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Right? It's you don't know what to do. So I'm assuming that mid-flight pigeon, me trying to, like, Kevin Mitchell, like, ha, raw dog hand a pigeon, very difficult. But if you just give me, if you give me, like, a roller bag, if you give me a rolled-up magazine, you just give me some sort of club, as the pigeon's flying, I'm just swatting at the pigeon. And I'm assuming that probably kills the pigeon. So I'm not trying to catch it. We're just trying to, like, fly swat.
That, I see, I think you have just created a Larry David moment.
Yeah.
Where people are going to be mad at you.
People are going to be mad.
They're not going to like that.
But I got the pigeon. Like, there's no more pigeon.
But you killed the pigeon. You can't kill the pigeon.
I think that pigeon.
You don't have to kill the pigeon.
If it's me, I think that pigeon's dying.
Yeah, well, I think the other people are going to have a problem with that. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But some of them.
And, you know, that would go viral. Of me killing a pigeon.
You would be the hated pigeon killer.
Yes. 100%.
The Delta pigeon killer.
As long as the door is closed to where the pilots are, why couldn't you just fly?
Now that, you're speaking my language.
Like, I understand that that's not going to be the best time for the passengers, but I'd rather, like, I'm already uncomfortable. Like, they can keep flying and then, like, figure it out
yourself.
What is
the worst that would happen with flying pigeons in your cabin?
You get pooped on, maybe?
Right. That's the worst.
Yeah, right.
That's not good. I mean, if you're already down, you should get rid of the pigeons. But I'm with you. It's like, if it's mid-flight, hey, let's just deal and move on.
I think the idea is that you're creating hysterical passengers.
No, people can...
And you can't. You can't have that.
Yeah, but...
Look, I think killing the pigeon is the way to go. That's the simplest way to do it. You give me one lightweight carry-on, and that pigeon's gone in, like, 20 seconds. You're just going overhand smash, pigeon style. Although, then, what if the dead pigeon lands on someone? That could be...
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea. The coat was actually a pretty good idea that guy had. But,
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
No. Well, like, if it was in my house, I would just open up all the doors.
Yeah.
But in a confined space, I just think it's easier to kill something than it is to try to wrangle it with your hands.
Well, in this instance, they were able to get the pigeons out of there, and the pigeons are living their pigeon lives. Didn't have to kill them.
Yeah. Well, and I hate to do this to the pigeon, but if it was like a... If it was like a blue jay, then no. But the pigeon... It's the rat of the sky. I'm not sure that pigeon lives.
Really? So you're saying if there's a blue jay...
I'm not swatting at it.
Because it's a blue jay?
Yeah.
What if it's a cardinal?
No, I'm not swatting at it.
Oriole?
I think the pigeon might be the... Again, the pigeon is a rat. I think the pigeon is the...
If it's a crow?
It's borderline. Borderline.
Crow's this is a weird theory.
I don't think it is.
What if it's a meadowlark?
I think a lot of it is perception. Again, if there's a squirrel on the plane, that's different than if there's a rat. If it's a rat, you're stomping it. If it's a squirrel, I don't think people would be okay with me stomping a squirrel. And I wouldn't be okay with stomping a squirrel. But would anyone be upset if I killed the rat? I don't think they would.
I don't think they would, no.
And I think that's the pigeon.
Nah, not for a lot of people. I mean, it might be for you, but it's not for a lot of
it's
people.
The rat of the sky.
It's a bird.
And I don't know if there's another bird that I would indiscriminately swat at.
You know what it is?
What?
It's the bat.
Oh, yeah, I'm killing that bat.
Yeah, if there were bats and you killed them, no one would care. But the pigeon, I think people are going to have a problem.
Hmm. Yeah, there's the line. The bat is 100% no one cares.
Yeah.
The pigeon... I still say 75% of the people have no problem with me killing the pigeon. It's a pigeon.
I mean, is this not racism against the pigeon? Are you not being racist right now?
I don't think that's racism. I think it's birdism, but yes.
It's the same thing. You're discriminating against the pigeon and the pigeon only.
I am.
Just for being a pigeon.
I am. Well, and the bat. Let's not forget about the bat. My mom is adorably racist.
Yeah, but the bat's not a bird.
It's a flying muskrat. Sorry, but there's nuisance. What about the snake? What if there's a snake
snakes on a plane?
Snakes on a plane. Do you care that if I stomp on the snake, kill it?
Me? No, because I hate snakes.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to get a lot of blowback with that. But I do think inevitably there will be some people that are upset.
Someone is in. Yes. Possums, bats, pigeons. Like, that's the three that you can kill and not get a ton of blowback?
Would you kill a possum on a plane?
Can you even tell?
I told you I had a psychedelic experience with the possums, and now me and the possums are cool.
But I just feel like the possum is going to make... That's messy. You know?
As someone who has killed... I used to be at war with the possums, and now we've come to this great understanding. But yes, I used to kill possums. I had a no-possum tolerance situation.
What if the pigeon was carrying someone's mail?
little messages.
Carrier pigeon.
You feel bad, you kill it, and you find out that message is like...
Is lost.
Yeah.
And you read the message, and it's like, I'm alive! It's me! I'm alive! I sent this message via carrier pigeon.
And then you do feel bad. That's something.
I hope you get this.
It's something you think about.
Find me in Butte, Montana. And you did that.
Mm. I'd feel bad. Do I have to rethink my pigeon stance? If I hit a car with my pigeon, it wouldn't... I'd be like,
if you hit a car with your pigeon? Wow.
If I'm driving and the pigeon doesn't have the sense to get out of my car, I'm like, whatever. But if I hit, like, again, if
so
I
the
hit,
pigeon's
like,
a, in your car,
like, you windshield it, right? It's like, boom.
Yeah, sometimes I've had that. They do that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't even stop. I'm like,
well,
whatever.
Okay, what if it's a blue jay?
Again, now I feel bad.
You pulling over?
Yeah, I am, to see if it's okay. God. A blue jay life is more important than a pigeon life. It is.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just this.
All right. Right. Will's here, and he's suddenly barking orders at us. Coming up next, what did we have next?
Probably getting out of here. I don't know.
What? We have crypto torture. Ooh. Or I can give you the aisle lice.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear about that. Let's
since we're talking about airline.
Yeah, let's stick with the air thing. Can okay. I kill aisle lice?
Well, I tell you what, there is one country that is cracking down on aisle lice.
Oh boy.
And we will get to that next. Here is Will.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.